Until quite recently, Kay Boyle was one member of the literary lost generation who hadn't been found by modern critics. Boyle was born at the beginning of this century and became an independent woman determined to make a name for herself as a writer. And she did. By the time she died a couple of years ago, at the age of 91, Boyle had published 45 volumes of fiction and nonfiction. A new biography by Joan Mellon chronicles Boyle's remarkable career and investigates why most readers today have never heard of Boyle. Maureen Corrigan has this review.
Kay Boyle was known as an innovative writer and a great beauty. In a famous photograph, her friend, Man Ray, captured her wavy black hair, aristocratic nose, and heavy-lidded, seductive blue eyes. But the image of Boyle that emerges from Joan Mellon's mammoth biography is more reminiscent of the painting Nude Descending a Staircase by another of Boyle's pals, Marcel Duchamp. Like that painting, Boyle was fragmented, volatile, vibrantly alive, and impossible to live in the same room with for very long. According to Mellon, Boyle's turbulent history and personality make her a tough person to get a fix on. She was an avant-garde modernist who also wrote potboilers for money. She was a sensitive writer who narcissistically ignored her six children. By the 1960s, Boyle had become an activist. She marched with Cesar Chavez, supported the Black Panthers, and was imprisoned for protesting the Vietnam War. The only radical cause this pioneer woman writer refused to embrace was feminism. Go figure. As Boyle once dismissively told an interviewer, explanations as apologies for one's actions are a collection of words as important as a lace handkerchief in a slaughterhouse. Like any good biographer, Mellon indulges in post-mortem psychoanalysis, and she concludes, no surprise, that Boyle's mother was the source of her erratic behavior and her fierce literary ambition. As a child, Boyle was read not fairy tales, but excerpts from the novels of Gertrude Stein. By the time she was in her early 20s, Boyle was living out her mother's artistic dreams. She'd already left her first husband and was roaming around France with the sickly poet Ernest Walsh. Walsh soon died and left Boyle penniless to care for their illegitimate daughter. Then life picked up. Boyle began publishing fiction and became inducted into Parisian expatriate society. She was chums with James Joyce, Henry Miller, and Emma Goldman. She loathed Hemingway. Boyle also wrote for many magazines and invented what would become known as the New Yorker short story style. The typical Boyle story begins in the middle, explores a character's state of mind, and then trails off without much of a climax. During the 1930s, Boyle chronicled the rise of fascism in Germany. After World War II, she and her third husband, a Foreign Service official, were hunted down by the minions of McCarthyism. The charge? Boyle's lifelong bohemianism made her a likely communist. Mellon claims the witch hunts and the later hostility of feminist critics to Boyle doused her once bright literary reputation. Mellon's biography will probably turn the voltage up again. Though at 600-plus pages, I think it could have used some ruthless editing, the book makes an impressive case for Boyle as a key player in the modernist movement. And despite everything that's off-putting and contradictory, there's one constant about Boyle that's mesmerizing. In chapter after chapter, Mellon depicts Boyle writing, sometimes typing for 12 hours straight, through gallbladder attacks, childbirth recoveries, love affairs, and even an infection that rotted away part of her jawbone. After hearing about such heroic perseverance, you feel you owe it to Kay Boyle to read some of her short stories, to see what was so important for her to write down. It simply couldn't wait.
Maureen Corrigan teaches at Georgetown University. She reviewed Kay Boyle, author of Herself, by Joan Mellon. I'm Terry Gross.